The air light is lit, and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Silver.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Yeah. This is a fine March 28th, 2015 in my hometown of Las Vegas. And looking out the window right now at the fabulous lights of Las Vegas, and oh my, how they have changed. And the Stupak Tower, the stratosphere rising high above them. And, you know, do you remember something, for those of you that are here in Vegas, do you remember back in the day when they built, I don't even know what it is now, it was the Sundance when they built it, and they were considering building the Monte Carlo. Or not the Monte Carlo, where the Four Seasons is, next door to the Luxor. I'm drawing a total blank.
This Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
Man, senior moment. when they were getting the zoning for that, they had just completed the highest building in Nevada at the time, and it was the Sundance, and then the Fitzgerald, and then, you know. So the scientists all came forward and said, you can't go above, let's see if I remember this right, 34 floors. You can't go above 34 floors because there's an aquifer. There's an aquifer underneath the entire southern Nevada, Las Vegas Valley, and it even stretches out outside the valley throughout southern Nevada. That's where we get our water. And they predicted, as the population of southern Nevada and Las Vegas and the general area was to increase, as the population increased, well, we would be drinking more water and watering our petunias and making sure that our golf courses and waterfalls and man-made lakes at the Bellagio all were fully watered. And by doing that, we would be taking the water out of the underground aquifer, and then that would basically create a cave. So when you think like a scientist, that means there is an underground lake of water, like a great big cave, like a big balloon of water. And as you suck the water out of the balloon, it's left with air inside there, right? Well, air is nowhere near as structurally stable to hold up the ground on the surface as the water was. So the scientist told us when we were trying to get the zoning for the Mandalay Bay, and after we had just done the Sundance, the scientist said, well, the ground of the Las Vegas Valley was going to be structurally, unstable as people started to move into Vegas. So therefore, you could not build any building higher than 34 floors. 34 floors. Because they would just simply drop through to the center of the earth. They would just drop straight through, and, catastrophe would follow, and many people would die. Well, it turns out that scientific fact has a way of being questioned when a certain amount of money comes into play. And when they built the Mandalay Bay and several hotels that followed it, they said, yeah, you know, that could be solid scientific logic, but how about we contribute X number of dollars to the campaign coffers of a certain politician or two or ten, and let's see if a zoning is a little bit more appetizing to you. Well, go figure. It turns out that the science actually changed on a dime. It turns out that once you start paying politicians, you start making contributions to the campaigns, it turns out that 34 floors is not as high as you can go with a skyscraper in Las Vegas. And now I am looking out the window at probably five, maybe 10, well, let's just say 5 to 10 buildings that are above 34 floors, way above, like 50, 60 floors, okay? So, moral of the story is be very careful what money can do to politics, and be very careful about what money can do to your town. And call me up and cry with me if you're looking out the window like I am right now and looking at my town that used to be, you know, used to have character and now is just a steel and glass horizon like every other Minnesota, Houston, Atlanta cookie cutter town. Yes, I'm calling all those towns, and I'll call others cookie-cutter town. We used to have character. And the ironic part of it is, the ironic part of the Las Vegas character is that my entire life I have talked with people who have said one thing over and over and over and over. Las Vegas has no character. Las Vegas does not have any culture. Las Vegas is just yuck, Sin City. You know, you have to go to New Orleans or to New York or to California to get culture, or Chicago. Chicago, that's where you can get a good hot dog and eat it in front of a painting of Picasso. That's called culture. A Nathan's hot dog with relish dripping onto the floor of a museum in Chicago while you observe a Picasso, that, my friends, is culture. Not what we have in Vegas, not what we all know to be the Vegas culture and the Vegas character. No. That's not respectable to all the truly respectable people out there. No. Well, you know, I am in a screw-the-respectable kind of mood right now. That is how I'm thinking. All those damn people that are out there trying to make everybody else happy instead of really pursuing what is valuable to them and what really makes a difference. And bring the neon back to Vegas. Bring the live music back to Vegas. Bring the neon, the color. I guess what I'm saying is this. We used to be colorful. We used to have lots of color, lots of personality, themed hotels. Not anymore. The only place where we have that neon color, those reds, those blues, those greens, those magentas, it's literally in a museum downtown Las Vegas. And it's a shame. It's a shame. So, let's take a hard right turn and talk about the elections that are coming up. How much time do we have, Producer Clyde? Are we going to commercial? No, he's giving me the grin. So that means I've got a little bit of time to go expand the scope of my rant tonight. This is the John Brislin Show rant. If you would like to rant a little bit with me, well, you can call the phone number, which is, ready? I'm going to wonder how many times I've said this. 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Now, I'm looking at a big picture of Hillary Clinton, and she is not looking that bad, actually. She's showing her age, and that makes sense because I'm pretty sure she's somewhere in the neighborhood of like 111 years old, thereabouts. But for her, it works because she is becoming more distinguished, right? Is more presidential as she gets older. Anyway, more of the Iron Lady in her. Elizabeth Warren out of Massachusetts, is also someone who is being talked about for the presidency. Now, here is my prediction. Just like the scientists made predictions about the ground and the stability of the Las Vegas ground over the aquifer, here's my prediction. Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren is going to be the next person to feel the political calamity befall her and take her hopes or even her possibilities of being the president of the United States completely out from under her. Right now, she is doing, Elizabeth Warren is doing as many people are doing at this point, saying, oh, golly, little old me, run for president. Oh, wow, little old me. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Yeah, okay, I don't know if I'm ready for that, right? Okay, sure, whatever, Elizabeth Warren. There are plenty of people that are getting ready to raise money for her and already in in the process of doing that in Massachusetts, or at least saying that they would be willing to. Now, as we saw with Chris Christie, as soon as you have someone step out of the pack and start to show some sort of potential for being the next president, then suddenly some sort of political calamity befalls them. With Chris Christie, it was lane closures. Well, that's it. pardon me, lane closures. That's the big thing that did it for Chris Christie. And as we saw how Mitt Romney handled his election with Newt Gingrich, and this is standard political practice. It is standard political practice to look at whoever is starting to show that they are getting ahead of the pack and attack them. And this is what I want you to take away from this entire, my little rant this evening. We have the presidential selection process, the electoral politics, American politics has evolved, and we are seeing something that we have not so much seen in the past. It is really reaching a maturity, and that is this. A shadow primary. In a two-year presidential election cycle that used to be more in the neighborhood of about 10 months-ish, 10 to 11 months, maybe around January or so, you would announce. February, you would announce, maybe even a little bit later than that as we look back in the years. Yeah, you announce in January or February that you want to run for president, and the election's going to be in November, maybe with an August primary or so. We have reached past that, and we are now engaging in what is I call the shadow primary. And in the shadow primaries, you have certain people that are trying to rise up, and they are going to be beaten down by those people who are still in the shadows. It is part of political strategy, and we should be more aware of it and speak about it and have conversations about it on shows like this, in conversations like I have at Starbucks or with friends or with Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, when he is on the other side of the glass or gets brave and ventures into my studio over here. Which he did tonight, as a matter of fact. So that's good. Now, don't laugh. He's laughing it off like it's no big deal. Clyde's over there. He's scared. He's scared of me a little bit. You know what? You're not the only one. It's okay. Many people are scared of me. I don't know what that is, whether it's the size of my body, my size of my head, or the size of, it's just I'm big, and that apparently intimidates people. Did great for me in the Army, but it intimidates people, and I understand that, and I try to be very cautious about it. But in those conversations that we have, we need to understand that there are elements that are at work in the shadow primary, and then you get into the primary, and then you get into the actual general election. That's politics as we know it. We need to be aware of that, you and I, as aware as we can be, and as aware, also aware of the fact that the media plays a different role than it used to, so even down to 10, 15, 20 years ago, and that media and social media role is evolving, as we've talked about many times, and we can continue to talk about tonight, but I want to move on to a little bit of foreign policy and get away from Elizabeth Warren, but just remember, Elizabeth Warren, my prediction, is the next person who is going to suffer some sort of political calamity. And who will come to her rescue? Well, I will tell you who will rescue Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts when we come back to the John Breslin Show. Thank you, everyone that's been patient lining up on the phone lines. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you. We have the savior of Elizabeth Warren. She's going to get into some hot water, and then she's going to be saved by a person you may or may not actually expect. Well, after you come back from the break, I'll tell you who to expect on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbreslinshow.com.
Are you looking for a job? With today's technology and social media, it's no longer about classified ads in the paper or job listing sites where you post your resume while you wait for an employer to contact you. Maybe. That's where tweetedjobs.com comes in. Tweetedjobs.com is a unique new job site that brings together job tweets from employers and makes them searchable by job title, location, and industry. What makes tweetedjobs.com the best is the fact that employers only tweet jobs if they are still open. Right now. TweetedJobs.com has over a million job tweets that are new and less than 2 weeks old. And we add 10,000 plus job tweets every single day. If you're looking for a job, stop wasting your time doing things the old-fashioned way. Visit TweetedJobs.com and get with the 21st century. And you employers, you can also add the jobs you're looking to fill at TweetedJobs.com. TweetedJobs.com.
Because his wife is taking a leave of absence from work, Senator Ted Cruz is being dropped from her health insurance and will have to sign up for Obamacare. That Ted Cruz is signing up for Obamacare. This is like finding out Jenny McCarthy went in for a flu shot. But he still plans to repeal it if elected president. He'll replace it with Cruz Care, which is just a wine-soaked rag you bite down on during your surgery.
Ted Cruz just signed up for Obamacare. Yeah. And next week he plans to get gay married at a Planned Parenthood.
The big political story right now is Senator Ted Cruz, who yesterday became the first Republican candidate to announce that he is running for president. Yeah. And during his speech, Cruz seemed really focused on getting the crowd to use their imaginations. Check this out, Watch.
Imagine a young married couple. Imagine a teenage boy. Imagine young people. Imagine another teenage boy. Imagine it's 1775. Imagine it's 1776. Imagine it was 1777. Imagine it's 1933. Imagine it's 1979.
Something tells me Ted Cruz is just going to have to imagine what the Oval Office looks like. I just think it's...
Ted Cruz said today that if elected president, he'll tell the truth and do what he said he'd do. And guys, I know we've been burned 44 times on this, but I have a good feeling about this one. I feel like this is the one.
DoCases.com is dedicated to providing customers the latest high-quality wireless accessories. We want to help you find all the essential wireless accessories you need for your customers. If they make it for a cell phone, they have it. We have one of the greatest selections of wireless accessories nationwide. So go to www.docases.com. That's DOCASES.com. Docases.com. And use code AM720 for 25% off for all John Breslin Show listeners. And also, remember that without question, searchforithere.com is the go-to online business directory. Customers search their trusted and up-to-date database 24/7, 365. to find local businesses in every single niche. Now, they are by far the best business directory. You can get the Diamond Plan, which is an exceptional plan that costs an amazing only $19 per month. This plan includes featured listing, which is in addition to your regular plan. Featured listing places your business in a premium location in the directory. Now, the site is pronounced Search For It Here, searchforithere.com. Either email them at search@searchforithere.com or call them at 253-324-3352. Now, I'm going to repeat that a couple times to make sure you got it. It's 253-324-3352. One more time, 253-324-3352. Searchforithere.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Are you a smoked salmon lover? www.freshtoyourdoor.com will deliver the most delicious smoked salmon fresh to your door. And as a special for our listeners, use code SAVE10 to save 10% off of your entire order. Just go to www.freshtoyourdoor.com. That's www.freshtoyourdoor.com to treat yourself to the best smoked salmon in the country. Shipping only in the USA.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Tell me who's that writer. John the Revelator. Who's that writer? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Oh, tell me that you were not singing along with that song just a little bit, and I will tell you that that is not the most honest thing you have ever said. Maybe you should run for politics, run for some sort of office. Let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to Bay Area, San Francisco, California, World Citizen. You are on with John.
Hey, thanks for letting me on, John.
What's the good word tonight, my friend?
The word is culture in Las Vegas.
Yes. Oh, I have lots of words for that. What words do you have?
Home of the mud puppies. Their culture is in their drains. And I hear that the homeless people are sleeping in the drains now. The best underground drainage system in the world, Las Vegas.
Well, we have a need for it, seeing as we have a history of flash floods. And I can tell you, 25, 30 years ago, when I was a little boy, when it would rain here, the town would turn into a lake. There were certain places, and the natives of Las Vegas know where those places are, where it would get so deep, cars would disappear under the water, like just completely disappear as if they sunk into the Mississippi. So do we have the good drainage? Well, we need it, or else we lose cars.
Well, every time it rains, it seems like you guys are out there rescuing homeless people. Aren't they sleeping down the drains? They're pretty much running the drains, aren't they?
That hasn't been anything that I've heard a whole lot about, and I haven't checked down in the drains personally to find out. But, you know, I don't hear a lot of stories of any fatalities or of, frankly, of anything.
Well, you might think of doing a remote from down there. Let us all know, John.
Down with the ninja turtles? See,
sure.
I've got kids, so to me, when you talk about the underworld like that, I think ninja turtles down
they
in the drain.
A lot of pizza with you.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. My man's Raphael. Hillary Clinton, man.
Yeah, her man is probably Leonardo.
You're going to have to find somebody to run against her on the Republican side because Ted Cruz is not going to make it, man.
Ted Cruz is a flipping joke.
Is he?
He claims that he's some sort of leader of the right, of the true conservatives. He's not. He's not the leader of the Tea Party. He's a mascot. He's a mascot at best. And he is a junior senator. Please, check your ego at the door, pal, and you are nowhere. He'll never see the inside of the Oval Office.
He might see the inside of an IRS audit, though, in one of their offices.
Hey, well, you know, that's...
I mean, he really came down on him last week. A whole bunch of groups that he came down on when he announced that, man. And, like,
yeah,
he's not going to be able to get rid of the IRS. That's wishful thinking.
Easy political points. It's an applause line. It's not policy. It'll never... most of the stuff that guy's talking about is he's overestimating the power of a junior senator from Texas to get into the presidency. And quite honestly, in some of the things he's talking about, he's misunderstanding the power of the president.
I thought it was going to be the governor of Texas. What's his name?
Rick Perry.
Yeah. What happened to that guy?
Oh, we haven't seen the last of him. He's choosing his coming out party.
These guys are all going in the wrong direction, and none of them are focused on Hillary.
All right, let's be careful now. The wrong direction, that's a subjective thing, and I'm getting the, let's see, Producer Clyde, do we have time to continue on? We do not.
Right.
Tell you, World Center, can you stay on? Because I want to talk about Rick Perry with you. Can you stay on for just one more minute after
sure.
the break?
Sure.
All right, this is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are. You will be back with World Citizen.
Your news, traffic, and weather from AM 720 KDWN is now available on iHeartRadio.
Download the free iHeartRadio app from your app store to hear KDON on your smartphone or tablet.
Hey, Las Vegas, this is Chuck from Dollar Loan Center.
And Vince Neal of the Las Vegas Outlaws. Time is finally here, and our opening game is this Monday night at the Thomas & Mack Arena against the San Jose Sabercats. Pro football is back in Las Vegas, and the Outlaws plan to deliver. There is no excitement like arena football. Our first game falls on Monday night and will be nationally televised on CBS Sports.
To make this season even better, Dollar Loan Center is going to be covering the costs of all children under the age of 12 to come to our season opener this Monday night for free.
All children will be admitted free with the purchase of one adult ticket, and you can get it right at the box office at the Thomas & Mack on the night of the game.
Yes, sir, it's Dollar Loan Center night, and all the kids are free under 12. An adult can even bring as many children as they like. Heck, a school teacher can bring their whole class, or a coach can bring their whole team. It's all on us at Dollar Loan Center. We want the children of Las Vegas to see how cool arena football really is.
Don't miss it. The Las Vegas Outlaws versus San Jose Sabercats this Monday night, 7:30 at the Thomas & Mack. And a big thanks to Dollar Loan Center for taking care of the kids in this game.
Hi, this is Doug Basham. You know, the guy you just can't get enough of. Or is that the guy you just love to hate? In either case, join me every Saturday afternoon at 3 for something a bit different. That's Saturday afternoons at 3 p.m. See you then.
We're Veterans Talk, It's a Forgotten Promise. Veterans love us because we tell it like it is. Join us on Saturdays at noon on your favorite Veterans Talk station, AM 720. And find out if they're telling us the truth.
Are you looking for a new career? Or maybe you've always dreamed of owning your own business? Then you need to tune in to the Delta Trading Group Show every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. to find out just how easy it is. Right here on Newstalk 720 KDWN.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Governor Scott claims that contrary to the allegations of 4 former state employees, there is no rule against saying climate change.
So presumably, if we were to, say, check in on a state Senate hearing from last week, we would not see Florida's emergency management chief tying himself in knots to avoid violating this non-existent unrule.
Are you familiar with the new procedures that FEMA issued just this week dealing with climate change?
My understanding is at this point is it will require that future versions of our mitigation plan will be required to have language discussing that issue.
What issue is that?
The issue that you mentioned earlier regarding...
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Do you ever have problems figuring out where to meet with your friends? Maybe you want to meet in the middle, but you don't know where that is. Where to Meet Up will provide you with the best places near the middle using Yelp. There's a lot more to it than that. Check out www.WhereToMeetUp.com.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. And we are talking about Rick Perry and the rise or potential fall of Texans in the political and the presidential race. And we are talking about it with my friend from the Bay Area, San Francisco, California, world citizen. Are you still with me, my friend?
I'm with you, John.
Well, Rick Perry is you know, I wanted to continue with you just for a moment to finish up what we were saying. Rick Perry is someone who is, I'm afraid, too George Bush-esque, George W. Bush-esque. I don't think Rick Perry is going to have the TV presence to be able to be president. And I'm sorry to say that in the modern era, in the modern world, whether or not you look presidential on TV goes a very long way. He has a lot to brag about in Texas because they've been doing pretty well, and he's been at the helm, so, you know, he gets to brag about that. But I don't see him as the next president.
I don't see him holding up against Jeb Bush either.
Yeah.
Or Ted Cruz or any of these other nutcases that think they're going to get it.
Well, I think, you know, Rick Perry at least could womp up on Ted Cruz, because Rick Perry is a real honest-to-God leader, I think. Is he the right man for the job or the right person for the job of the presidency? No, I don't think so. But,
well, you know,
but Ted Cruz is a joke.
You know who's to blame for all this, right? The mass media. Because we don't have, especially in electronic media here, we don't have a thing called the fairness doctrine anymore.
Yeah.
They've taken the fairness out of it and let all these owners go ahead and hit these politicians. It's almost like the owners are putting up the politicians for us. Who we're going to vote for and who to vote for, you know?
You know, I think that if you did sort of a breakup, a deregulation, a breakup of Ma Bell, if you did a breakup of the media corporations in America, I think that would be a huge benefit.
I don't think it would do any good at all, because they would find, they'd break them up into little bells and all that stuff. They'd find a way to be corrupt again.
Well,
it's a never-ending story with these people, man. They want control of the media. They even want control of who your kids are going to listen to on music on the radio. It's that bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And, because if they control that, then they control how you spend your money, and that's where the rubber meets the road.
Well,
they control.
My way, they'd all be at Missouri in a prison, and we wouldn't worry about the lethal injection. We'd just go ahead right to the firing squad. That's the way I feel about it.
With media people?
All of them.
Well,
I mean, I've had my fill of these
present,
media owners.
Present company excluded, right?
No, media owners and news people that bend and stretch that news. Bill O'Reilly would be first one up.
Well, you know, yeah, Bill O'Reilly.
Second one would be Brian Williams.
Well, never let the truth stand in the way of a good story, I think, is Mark Twain.
Third one
would
be Lester Holt. All right, man.
All right. Well, world citizen,
hey,
you be
take
safe,
care
my
your
friend.
Throat, huh?
Oh, I'll try. Thank you for being patient with my scratchy voice.
Take care, bye.
Now, one thing that I think media has changed in American politics, and it is a sad thing to see, is just exactly what the corporate culture, a cousin to the corporate media that has taken over America, it's the same thing that the corporate culture has done to my beautiful, colorful character-rich Las Vegas. The media has taken the character, the sincerity out of politics, the same way that the culprit culture has bleached the color out of Las Vegas to where we're left with nothing but colorless steel and glass. We have politicians now who have got to worship at the altar of the television camera. And that television camera then goes to so, it reaches so many people that they have to say only the things that will make all of those people happy. And it is then by extension, by evolution, driving us down the road, turning our country into a group of politicians, a group of leaders that only wants to say things that is either going to get no reaction whatsoever or play to the polarization of America. And the easier way to get votes is to play to the polarization of America. The American media system is tearing this country apart, dollar by dollar. Ad by ad. And I see no end to it in sight. I see nothing that we can possibly do, but the hope on the horizon, the light at the end of the tunnel is possibly, of all things, technology, social media, and ease and freedom of communication. Text messaging, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and the various others that will, I'm sure, come up in the years to follow. When people can walk around, can circumvent the media kings, stories out there without them, when that evolution happens, that will be a liberating day for American politics, American culture, American society, for America. Let's go to the phone lines and line two, Jack in San Diego. What is the good word? You are on with John.
Hey, Revelator. I can tell you're still not 100% by your voice.
I'm not, but at 75%, I'm better than 99% of the others that are out there. How's that for ego talking?
All right, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm predicting that Jeb Bush will be the next president of the United States. You know, when Mitt Romney was thinking about running again, until he found out that the people that ran his campaign the last time around were already working for Jeb Bush and that Bush had all the big money donors already locked up.
That's the piece. Absolutely, that's the piece. The institutional money. The early money, yes.
Yeah. Now, let me say a word about Rafael Edward Cruz. Ted is a nickname for his middle name, Edward.
Right.
It's what's so interesting about this, and it's just the sheer hypocrisy of the Republican Party, is that both Cruz and Obama had mothers that were American citizens, and both Cruz and Obama had fathers that were not American citizens at the time of their birth. And you remember the birther movement. If they could just prove that Obama was born in a foreign country like Indonesia, he wouldn't be eligible to be president.
Right, constitutionally barred, yeah.
Well, guess what? Ted Cruz was born in Canada, and he's a Canadian citizen. Now, he thinks that because he renounced his Canadian citizenship that he's eligible to be president. The Constitution doesn't say you can run for president if you renounce your citizenship from a foreign country or if you have dual citizenship. It says you have to be a natural-born citizen, and he's not.
I see where you're going with that, but that's only partially accurate. It's and you cannot be the two ways of citizenship are a naturalized citizen or to be a natural born citizen, a born citizen. Now that what we have seen time and time again, history has shown us that you don't have to be born in America to be a natural born American. If I am in in London with my wife, and my wife is pregnant. She and I are both Americans, always have been nothing else. Okay. And we have our baby in London, yes. Then, you know, hey, they are still, our child is an American citizen, and there's they're not barred from the presidency because we happen to be somewhere else.
Right. Okay, so that's true only if both parents are United States citizens, because that's the case with John McCain. He was born in the Panama Canal Zone.
That's the example I was going to use next. You beat me to it.
Both his mother and father were American citizens. So, again, let's go back to the birther movement. You had Obama had a mother that was an American citizen, like Cruz, and Obama had a father that was not an American citizen at the time of his birth, like Cruz. And they were just trying to prove that, oh, that birth certificate that he was born in Hawaii was a forgery. We think he was born somewhere else like Indonesia, and he wouldn't be eligible. Well, that is the proven facts for Cruz. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
But maybe you misunderstood the example that I gave. I said my wife and I. You only have to have one parent to be a natural-born American. Yeah, I mean, you can have a foreign national as a parent.
Okay, if that is the truth, then why was there so much credence given to the birther movement? Because Obama's mother was an American citizen.
And that's a valid point. Absolutely. She was from, Missouri or some such state, or Hawaii, but via Missouri, whatever. She was an American citizen. 100%, this should stop. The question I think that I had, it never should have started, except this is where the fuel came from, I believe, that there is an easy answer, and it's, hey, my mother is from Missouri. I grew up in Hawaii with my grandmother. There it is. Problem solved. Hold on, though.
That's not the problem solved for Cruz, because remember, the birther movement was trying to prove that Obama's birth certificate was a forgery, and he was really born outside of the United States.
Let me just add the second piece of bread to the sandwich and finish it off. All I'm saying there is the fuel that kept that going was, if it's an easy answer, why won't you answer it? That's the thing that registers in people's heads. And it's, why won't you hand me your driver's license? I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world. How come all of a sudden you're taking a stand on that? Why? That's a strange thing to take. Well, no, I'm just saying that's the hypothetical statement. Why are you taking a stand on a birth certificate? That should be the easiest thing, I mean.
Well, but in fact, they did. In fact, there was a cottage industry that grew up around the birther movement. There was a guy named D'Souza that wrote a book and did a movie about it.
Yeah, and it went crazy, no question about it. People got all kind of wacko. And I'm just saying, in my opinion, the only realistic fuel behind the whole birther thing, and there is very little. It's just the simple question.
You want to know what the real answer is that in the Constitution, the founding fathers never defined what they meant by a natural-born citizen.
Yes, it's up to a certain amount of interpretation. There was almost an infinite number of things that they were very vague on intentionally, so that the Constitution was able to grow and expand as the country did the same.
So I suppose in any case, I think Ted Cruz has a problem, but I really am disappointed with the Republican Party that they don't call him out on that, like they went after Obama. But
I just hope he pulls out. He's the first one in and first one out.
You know what I really find interesting is Ted Cruz's father, because he is a Cuban. He fought with Castro, became disillusioned with the revolution, and he got a student visa to go to a university in Texas by bribing Cuban officials to get an exit visa. And when his student visa was up, he got asylum in the United States, married an American citizen, but then he moved the whole family to Canada, whereby Cruz's father became a Canadian citizen.
Well, you know what? I think that he's got a better chance than I originally thought. Americans love a soap opera. They love a soap opera. And if he's got all that kind of baggage coming with him, man, he can get some publicity, any press is good press, right? Maybe Cruz he can go three quarters of the distance and at least be the ringleader of the circus for a little while. I've got to leave it there, my friend, but I'm with you on, down with Ted Cruz.
I just wanted to get that out there for all the hypocrite Republicans.
Well, there's a little bit of hypocrisy in every party in every corner of the world, but I'll confess, Republicans do have their corner. That's for sure. So
the irony is that when Cruz was born in Canada, his dad at the time was a Canadian citizen. So I would say Cruz could run for high office in Canada. How about that?
I would prefer that he runs in Canada versus here, but yeah, I really don't want to take responsibility for hurting my friends up in Canada in that way. I've got to leave it there, Jack, and hope I get a chance to talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. This is the John Breslin Show. We've got a lot more to talk about and only a little bit of time to do it, so we're going to have a rock'em sock'em session after we come back from this break. This is the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin, a live conversation of voice, politics, and religion in Bryce Bad Manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN.
In a recent interview, the president revealed that he doesn't always get enough sleep. I think I speak for everyone when I say, good. Yeah, that's it. We pay you money to do that, so we can watch Dancing with the Stars and go to sleep. That's what we pay you here. You're the president, yeah.
This is a nice story. Homeless people in Rome were given a guided tour of the Sistine Chapel today and a free dinner. It's part of a new initiative called Rubbing It In.
Yesterday, Jeb Bush criticized President Obama's foreign policy and said that his administration uses schoolyard antics. When he heard that, Obama was like, is this about Biden's swing set? Because we can always take that down. It makes him happy.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com. Listen live.
Without question, searchfordhere.com is the go-to online business directory. Customers search are their trusted and up-to-date database 24/7, 365 to find local businesses in every niche. They are by far the best business directory. They have the Diamond Plan, which is an exceptional plan that costs an amazing only $19 per month. That's $19 per month. The plan includes featured listing, which is in addition to your regular plan. Featured listing places your business in a premium location in their directory. The site is pronounced searchforithere.com. You can email them at sales@searchforithere.com or call them at 253-324-3352. Again, that's 253-324-3352. DoCases.com is dedicated to providing customers the latest high-quality wireless accessories. They want to help you find all the essential wireless accessories you need for your customers. If they make it for a cell phone, well, DoCases.com will have it. They have one of the greatest selections of wireless accessories nationwide. So go to www.docases.com and use the code, you ready? AM720 for 25% off for all John Breslin listeners. Again, that's AM720. Now, there is a website that is www.bingeclock.com. It tells you how long it takes to watch all the episodes of your favorite TV shows. You're concerned about spending a lot of time watching TV? Well, BingeClock.com can help you with that. You can even make a list of all the shows you watch and get the total time you spent watching TV. Do you have kids? That would be a useful tool for kids. That website, again, is www.BingeClock.com. Again, BingeClock.com. And I bet you knew this was going to happen. I bet you have your hand to your head and you're thinking to yourself, Psychic Alexa has quite the track record when it comes to the world of predictions and even Super Bowl predictions in the past years. She is originally from Romania, but now lives in New York. Kind of the same thing, if you ask me, and offers tarot readings, numerology reports, and classes. She has been a guest on various other shows where she has made predictions on everything from medical field to star breakups and makeups. And those are things that we want to know before we read our Us magazine. If you want to find out what your future hides, well, Allow her to help you find the answers you seek. Call today at 518-693-6555. That's 518-693-6555. Or go to her website, psychicalexa.com. 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 And book them there.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN. John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And thank you for listening to them. You know, I got to tell you, before I get on with that intro, that John Brislin Show, 257-5396, blah, blah, blah. Before I get on to that, I am not feeling so good. And I'll tell you, for some reason, it seems to me it might be the drugs. It might be the, when I say drugs, I mean the hardcore, you know, get the dime bag of NyQuil from the guy down on the corner. But it might be the NyQuil. It might be the caffeine in the coffee or something else. I don't know. But I'm telling you, except for the scratchy voice, I am damn good tonight. The show is good. I mean, I just feel good about it. Except for being sick and having a little fever and the scratchy voice, I am on my game tonight, and that feels good. Every once in a while, when you shoot the three-pointer and you think, swish, oh, wow, boom, booyah, booyah, mofo. Well, okay, that's a good thing. That's how you play it. Anyway, I just thought I'd give myself a little pat on the back because I'm here alone with producer Clyde Barnett on the other side of the glass, which is why it feels like alone because I'm in the room by myself. So I, you know, give myself a pat on the back because nobody else does. Oh, do you understand what I'm feeling? Do you understand what it's like to go through life doing good things, doing things so very well, and people just don't pat you on the back? You know, I play it forward, pay it forward a little bit. Tomorrow, or even, no, don't wait till tomorrow. We'll forget by tomorrow. Tonight, find somebody who's doing something well. I don't care what it is. If it's the busboy who came back with a drink refill for your Coke just in time when you were thirsty, or if it's, you know, your husband that's bringing flowers to you for some unknown reason or whatever it is, say it. Say it out loud. Say it proud. Say something that's nice and pay it forward and give them the pat on the back that, you know, I'm giving myself right now. Because I'll tell you, even though I'm doing it myself, it feels good. And now I got Dougie joining producer Clyde over in the other side of the glass, and he's giving me the heart-shaped hands. I'm not totally sure what that means, but it is one heck of a distraction from what I'm really talking about, which is hot and heavy politics in America and Nevada and Saudi Arabia. We didn't even get to Saudi Arabia, did we? We've got a lot going on in Yemen, but I promised you something. Oh, no, I don't promise this. I told you that I would do something, and I always do. I told you who would save Elizabeth Warren from the political catastrophe that I believe she is about to have befall her. The person who is going to save her is...
Tell me who's that, right?
I'll tell you. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton will come in, save her from the catastrophe, raise the overall ratings of Elizabeth Warren so she can get reelected easily, and also get the endorsement of Elizabeth Warren and the money from the people that can't decide what to do with their money in Boston. That's all the savior, Hillary Clinton. And now, remember that, and also remember that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you. And producer Ed Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, the crew chief to my NASCAR every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that right hand? John the Revelator wrote the book of...
AM 720, KDWN, Las Vegas. of Beasley Media.